Hi, everyone. This is Al Woods, and I want to talk about one of the biggest things that generally destroys the college recruiting process for many families, and that is procrastination. Sometimes parents, who are, in my opinion, the driving force behind recruiting because they can influence the student athlete's decisions or give them strong advice on the direction they should take towards recruiting. So what happens sometimes is that parents are looking for the right time or the right opportunity to jump into recruiting to make something happen. For example, a parent may say, well, let's wait till he's finished playing his season and we'll start doing something with recruiting, or we have to wait until he's taken the SAT before we can contact college coaches. Or it could be something like, well, we got to get a DVD made, so we're going to hold off. And I think those are procrastination killers. I think the process should begin now, should begin today, and there shouldn't be any delay. Keep in mind, you have just 4 years of high school athletics to make something happen with recruiting. Freshman year, sophomore year, junior and senior year, all those years are important, and each year brings a different level of importance. And one of the other things to remember is mistakes are going to happen in recruiting. So a lot of families make the mistake of waiting until the senior year to do anything with recruiting. And you've just given up 3 years. So if you make a mistake, you have no time to correct it or fix it. So if you begin the process early enough, make a mistake or two, which is going to happen, then you have given yourself enough time to correct that mistake. An example of a mistake could be that maybe you've chased after 10 or 15 college coaches who are not responding back to you, or maybe they said they're not interested or something like that. So that could be a real time killer. So if you've given yourself time, a little cushion, then you can correct that mistake by focusing on different schools and you've not wasted a whole lot of time. Or just, you know, student athletes are pressured by the standardized tests and they may want to wait until at the very last minute to take the test once or twice, and then that's it. That's a mistake. I just think that the process of going from high school athlete to college athlete is extremely stressful, but time consuming as well. So come up with a strategy that will work best for you, where you can figure out ways on how to contact college coaches, how to be seen by college coaches, and be consistent in doing all of this, because there's really not an exact science to recruiting. Everyone has a different opinion about recruiting. You can go on the internet right now, do a search for college recruiting help or tips or anything like that, and I bet you find 10 different people who have 10 different opinions about the same question about recruiting. So give yourself the time to make something happen. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Begin today. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this college recruiting tip, and I will be in touch. Talk to you soon.